our pious predecessors, the pious elders in the deen, have stated and state that it is surprising, and it is a very surprising fact, a very surprising point, that a person who does dhikr, a person who is a dhakir, and he or she, man or woman, does the dhikr of Allah. So when a person then is, you can say, surrounded by or occupied by some distress or problem, then if you see a person then worried and in distress, then it's very surprising that you are the dhakir and you remember Allah, you should not be distressed. You should not be worried. Why are you so worried and distressed, for example, due to illness or due to some bad incident or due to a bit of poverty or due to a health issue or an illness? For this reason, that Allah Ta'ala has defined the dhakirin, the people of dhikr, and they have got lots of rewards awaiting them. To this extent, it's stated that the person who does dhikr, even if he doesn't ask for anything, Allah says, even then I give to that person. So if a person's getting a lot of guarantees and a lot of good news coming from Allah, Allah Ta'ala is saying that, relax, don't worry, your link with Allah is very great and you have a unique connection with Allah, you remember Allah, your relationship is unique. So why is there a need for you to be worried and distressed? Why do you shriek out or scream out or cry? Allah Ta'ala is giving lots of rewards to the dhakirin, those who remember Allah. Allah says, I give so many rewards, there's no limit, there's no upper limit. As soon as a person does the dhikr of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says that my rahmah is for everyone, but for the dhakirin who remember me, they have my special attention, special favors. So then how can the question arise, I've got problems, I've got distress, there are issues, what should I do? So there are two reasons for this. One reason is this, that the distress, the worry, the issue that is created within a person, or due to him thinking and shaking and worrying, this is shaitan who initiates these thoughts. Shaitan makes that person weak. That, look, you do dhikr, you remember Allah, so why have you got issues? Why have you got so many problems if you're a dhakir? And in this way, the love of dhikr in the heart of that dhakir is reduced, and that person is taken far from dhikr at that time. And the second point here is this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He has given us issues or difficulties or hurdles or obstacles, this is not like a normal person, is it? These are given for this reason. For this reason, Allah ta'ala puts us into difficult situations and circumstances so that we can turn more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can do more dhikr in abundance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, I don't even want that your heart feels peace for a little while and then you start to become lazy and negligent and laid back. So Allah says, I want to drag you more towards my nearness. And the third point is mentioned then is that this is an open and big sign, subhanAllah, ajeeb, unique. This is an ajeeb and open sign that there's a dhakir who remembers Allah, Allahu Akbar, and he's severe difficulties and distress due to his problems. This is an open sign that Allah Ta'ala loves that person immensely. This is an open sign. A dhakir who is immersed in problems. And this is the, you can say, the upper limit of love that Allah Ta'ala has for his dhakir. So my friends, this is a very brilliant fact. There's a dhakir who remembers Allah and he's occupied by problems. And everyone says, you cannot be cured. There's no solution. And he loses hope. But alhamdulillah, he isn't weak in his ma'mulat, he doesn't reduce in the remembrance of Allah, he doesn't worry, and if tears come out, they're coming out in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. If he's grateful to Allah Ta'ala. Everything, when a person is distressed, he has issues and problems and difficulties, and he does dhikr of Allah, then he should think one thing, the dhakir. He should think one thing, that Allah Ta'ala, you have kept such big rewards aside on the day of Hashar and Qiyamah. Those who have done big amal, they'll regret that, why didn't we do dhikr? Why didn't we remember Allah at the time of dhikr? Why do we leave? And many people will regret. But Allah Ta'ala, you have put me in this situation. You give me your dhikr. So this difficulty that I've got, this is nothing in front of me. Nothing. If you didn't give me dhikr, and if you didn't give me this difficulty and problem, then how happy I'd be and enjoying myself, and I'd have good enjoyment. But if I had no dhikr at that same time, then I'd be empty and devoid. My life would be empty. So this is nothing to be worried about, my friends. Allah Ta'ala, He tests His beloved and those Allah Ta'ala loves daily. Allah Ta'ala gives problems, difficulties, issues. Look at Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Al-Kareem, beautiful and unique statement. Rasulullah Sallallahu said that 30 days and 30 nights passed in my life, such were that was that time that I had nothing to eat, I had nothing to wear, nothing to drink, except the little bit Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu had hidden under his arms. Imagine this was the time, the severity of life, the phase that had come. Severity, difficult. And was there anyone greater than the Prophet who is beloved to Allah? And if he's beloved of Rasulullah is beloved, and the more beloved a person is to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala, we won't say there are challenges, we'll say this is the mercy of Allah if tests come. Allah Ta'ala drags that person more to His nearness. So the dhakir has no problems, no issues. This is Allah's mercy on that person, Allah's blessing on that person. Just remember one thing, that don't doubt, don't complain. Don't complain, don't reject, don't complain to Allah, and don't say things to Allah, what's happening here? Don't even think, you shouldn't even think that there are problems. That I do dhikr and I've got issues. Rather, you just say, I'm doing dhikr and Allah, this is your mercy that you are making me do your dhikr. Who does dhikr? Can I do dhikr? Can we do? Nobody does dhikr. Nobody remembers Allah. When we say that, oh, I do dhikr. No, Allah, you are making me do dhikr. Allah, you are enabling me to do dhikr. This is Allah's karam and mercy that He's allowing us to remember Him, that He sat us down, He's called us, He's invited us, He's welcomed us, He's hosting us. We have accepted the invitation. Well, Allah has allowed us to accept the invitation. And every moment Allah Ta'ala shows, was when a person's consciousness opens up, then every moment he recognizes the mercies of Allah. On every footstep, just now what happened to me, this is Allah's karam, I'm thousands, hundreds of thousands of times grateful to Allah. And what a big point that Allah Ta'ala says, I elevate the status that Allah gives the person a maqam of gratefulness. And within a second, I've earned so much alhamdulillah with the fadl of Allah, that when I was about to come, when I was departing, then I was a little bit further away, so I was in a rush, and I came out in a bit, you know, when you're in a need and you come out quickly without turning, my leg was quite far away, and I took my leg out, that my socks, that I don't want them to touch the ground, I want them to go straight into the shoes. What can I say to you? That such a severe, you can say, pain came into my leg at that time. I pulled, strained my leg, and I jammed at that time. And I was thinking, oh, that somebody's come to collect me, and I've got to go to the Kerala. What's happened there suddenly to me? And my leg wasn't moving. I don't know, inside I could hear like a snap noise. Oh, that's it. I've pulled my leg. I've strained my muscle or pulled my ligament. And after a second, so when I'm inside, he doesn't know what he's going to do. He's not in control. I'm stood there. Who shall I call out? And I was in a bit of a conundrum. And I thought, what shall I do now? I thought, I can't leave dhikr, the gathering. Allah, what shall I do? And such a severe depression at that time. Not depression, but unhappiness. You could say there was a lot of pain. And I could feel that dhikr is going to go. And all of the preparation from the morning. I thought, until the morning, what will I do? I was thinking that the next footstep stride I put forward, I put my feet into the shoe with the fadl of Allah, and I put the key into the door and said, let me try to get out of the door, let's see what happens. Subhanallah, as soon as I went forward, I couldn't even feel the pain anymore. Subhanallah. Now, how many rewards Allah Ta'ala has given me within seconds? Number one, Allah tested that this man, what does he do now? That when he feels the pain, when I give him the pain, his thoughts, where will they go? Where will his focus go? Where will his attention go? Will he turn back to me? Will he turn to me for help? Will he fall into sadness? Or will he look towards someone else for help? And at that moment, those few seconds, person starts to think, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person turns to Allah for help with the needs and desires. Allah Ta'ala says that this is more thawab you will earn at that time than hundreds of thousands of people who pray tawajjud. Allah Ta'ala takes the pain away at that time. And subhanAllah, then I was fresh, and then I shook my legs, straightened them, there was no pain. And I felt a little bit of pain, and then I carried on walking. Alhamdulillah, I get the peace and satisfaction. So this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always, every moment, Allah Ta'ala is looking, given the challenge, given opportunity, such a reward. When a pain comes, difficulties come, problems come in life, there's one thing in comparison to that. Remember one thing, what is Allah giving me? in comparison to this? What's the reward Allah Ta'ala is giving? Allah's karam and mercy is massive. And Allah Ta'ala said this himself, that the dhikr of Allah, those who do the dhikr of Allah, there's no greater action than this. There's no greater action than this. The great jama'at who remembers Allah, who do the dhikr of Allah. This is such a jama'at, such a group of people, such individuals, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called special angels and told them, go and seek the people who are doing my dhikr. Look out for them. And bring their names back to me. And tell me their actions. And think again now, another point to think. That when a person who is a dhakir, who does dhikr of Allah, who remembers Allah, now when he has difficulties and issues and worries and problems and obstacles in life, then he has a big sort of influence that he can utilize at that time. The hadith states that when a person has a problem, then the angels, they stand, they say, Allah, Allah our Rabb, he's a very good person, Allah forgive him. Please take away his pain and difficulty, and most definitely must be the dua of the angels that I have been able to sit here. The angels start straight away, the Allah, what's happened? He's a good person, he does dhikr, he's remembered you before. Allah, we know this individual, we testify about this person, he's recited kalimat. And they make a volume in the heavens. They make announcements, the request, Allah, please quit, take him out of the problem, take him out of the problem. Allah eliminates the problems at that time. Subhanallah. So this continues for a temporary amount of time, problems, difficulties. If a person steadfast and he doesn't worry too much, then the good times will come, the ease will come, problems will evaporate. So my brothers, Allah's karam and mercy for the people of dhikr, Allah has given us a massive tawfiq. There's no greater favor than this. Continue on this path. And don't let any issue of the world to deviate you away from dhikr. No waswasa, no whispering, no shaitan, no man, no jinn. Nothing, no element of life. Illness, the biggest of illnesses. Who are we going to ask from? Who has given everything? Allah. End of story. Yes, no complaint, no rejection, no problems. My Hazrat said, rahmatullahi, that pay attention to Allah. Turn to Allah. Ask from Allah. Travel to Allah. Allah is the one who hears everything. There's no one greater than Allah who is there to listen. And to listen to our issues and requests. And Allah hears. Allah listens. And Allah has all of the solutions that He can distribute. Allah possesses all of the solutions. Allah is present. Subhanallah. And there's no one greater ghani than Allah in giving. So Allah is Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. So keep encouraged. Don't be discouraged. And be positive and stay away from sins and keep on remembering Allah. Recite Durood Sharif.